There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. We're just sitting here. Tired. That's how NPR sounds. I listen to NPR sometimes. They're like, hey, let's check with Chuck Wilson, who's written a four-part book on the philosophy of the tomato. And for the next 3 hours, we're going to talk about the growth of the tomato, stage one. Welcome to the program.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what it's like.
I mean, but I'm actually kind of intrigued now.
Yeah, me too, because I want to know all about that freaking tomato at that
yeah.
point. I'm like, if they're talking this slow about it, it's probably a pretty cool tomato. On this episode of the Killers Crime Podcast, it's a 93-part series simply about why knives were made. Thank you and welcome. You're like, what the
93 part?
You're not even talking about the killing, you're talking about the knife. You know what I started watching name was that show, the second season of The Sinner.
Oh, is it back? Oh my goodness.
It's not. Jessica Biel's not in it.
What?
Because
oh, do I not remember? Never mind. I need a refresher from the season finale.
It has nothing to do with it. It's just a different thing.
Oh, okay. It moves on.
They can't do another season.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
I guess you could.
I mean, whatever. You always can. I'm going to watch it.
But yeah, it's The Sinner. It's on, I think it's like eight. You know, USA.
USA, yeah.
Yeah. It's season one's fantastic and nutty, and Jessica Biel's in it. And then season two, it's about a kid. And I don't want to tell you too much, but I started that on the plan. But I bounced around. I went and did a show in Little Rock and then judged Miss America last night in New Jersey. And then, back in Nashville this morning. So I've been flying around watching in LA a bunch. But yeah, it's been crazy. It's good. I think you would like it. And you get to watch much stuff, adult stuff with your kids or no?
I could not watch The Sinner with my kids, no. And my husband and I are currently watching Ozark and no kids allowed.
You know, I started watching Ozark. I can't really get into it yet.
Wait, huh? Season one?
Season two.
Okay. What? Season two is so much better than season one. I can't believe.
Maybe I've just been tired. Because if I'm on an airplane and I'm tired, I try to watch Deadpool 2. And I was so tired, I couldn't even enjoy it.
Okay, yeah, you need to give Ozark season two another try when you're a little more not tired.
And now, a 193 part series about Deadpool's costumes. And here's the creator, Sally. Hi, Sally. Oh Lord.
Sally.
Yeah. So there's that. I had something I wanted to say. Oh, it's something we didn't get to today. Was never gonna get it. 15% of people admit they've broken up over someone with someone over this.
That's
what do you think that is? Go ahead.
Not liking their pet.
Mm. No, it's they forgot their birthday.
Oh.
And I was going to actually get into the subject more so than I was the question, but we didn't get to it. But what do you think about that? Amy, if your husband forgets your birthday, obviously you're not going to break up at this point.
Right.
But what if he forgets your birthday?
Oh, I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah?
I'm going to be sad. I'm going to be like, wow. He forgot my birthday. And then he's probably never going to forget about it.
Ever again? You're going to punish him? But
no.
Do you do the thing where you don't say anything about your birthday coming up and just you're testing him?
No, I don't think I would test him. I'd be like, if it wasn't coming up in natural conversation about my birthday, I would think he had some surprise happening or something. That's why he's not wanting to talk to me about it.
But do you bring it up in natural conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it comes up, but let's just say for whatever reason, yeah, I would always bring it up. But if he wasn't bringing it up, then I would think, oh, wow, he's got a surprise. And if my birthday came and went and nothing happened, I would be, because I would, of course, built up some crazy scenario that he was doing something awesome.
And now you're upset for just the question. Now she's sad because I just asked the question and she put herself through that whole thing.
But I mean, I get it. People get busy. I would also try to extend grace, I guess.
You probably get divorced, huh?
No. No.
Lunchbox, your wife forgets your birthday. What happens?
Oh, she will be paying for it for months and years to come. And yes, I guarantee you, I will not say anything about my birthday coming up. She is expected to know that date, and she is supposed to celebrate that date.
What if you forget hers?
No, I mean, I'm busy, man. I got a lot of things going on.
Do you keep hers in your calendar?
No, I know it by heart. I mean, but the older I get, there's so many birthdays you got to remember. It's hard. Mom, dad, brother, sister. Now that we have nieces and nephews and I have my own kid and my wedding anniversary. I mean, there's so many dates that she has to understand if I forget her birthday.
Hmm. I don't know. It's your wife.
Yeah, but...
Do you keep a calendar at all?
No. I had a calendar one time in college. I bought a planner because I had two jobs during the summer, and so I wrote down every single date I had to work orientation in that planner, and then someone broke in my car and stole it 2 days later, and that was God's way of telling me you're not supposed to be organized, so never got another one.
Oh, Jesus was speaking to you through robbery.
Absolutely. They were saying, look, you're not ever going to be organized. It's not worth it. You tried, and I had someone take it from you so you wouldn't write anything down, so I don't write any dates down.
Ever?
Nothing.
How do you even keep up with stuff we have going on?
Dude, in my head. Like a pilgrim. Yeah, he's like a pilgrim, just living life. Looking at the sun.
like if I have a work appearance or something, I just keep it in my head.
You gotta be kidding me.
Bobby, this must mean that it's like few and far between.
Yeah, you don't have enough going on.
Guys, I mean,
how in the world would you know, like, for sure the date and the time and not ever, because you don't miss work events, you don't.
Right.
So you just rely on
I just rely on my head.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I have a good memory. I just remember things.
That's amazing to me.
Bobby, what if you had to keep up with your calendar?
Yeah, my calendar's
stupid. Let's be real. Bobby's a little busier than I am. A little busier. But like when I have a vet appointment for the dog or the kid has a doctor's appointment, I don't write it down. Like when my wife had appointments at the, what is it called? The OB-GYN?
OBGYN.
Yeah, that's it. For when she was pregnant. I never wrote a single one down. She was like, you don't want me to, she's writing them down on her phone. She goes, you don't want to write it down? I was like, no, I got it. It's cool. It's next Thursday at 3:00. She goes, how do you know that? I was like, well, because they told us last time we went.
And you keep up with all your soccer games?
All my soccer games, everything.
Wow.
Well, that's amazing to me.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this fun fact about you.
Yeah. I didn't either. I wish we'd have known this for the real show. That's a pretty awesome thing to talk about.
I mean, we'll know for the future.
Yo, it's just amazing he doesn't keep a calendar at all.
I know.
Do you have to do? Today's Monday.
The
10th? No, I think it's the 10th.
It's the 10th.
What do you have to do today?
Today, 12 o'clock, dog has a vet appointment for a checkup on her leg, and that is it. That's the only thing on the calendar today, and then let's see.
What about tomorrow? Tell us about tomorrow.
Tomorrow's open Wednesday at...
Tomorrow's open.
It's open.
Yeah.
It skips over.
All
tomorrow's
day.
Open.
Yeah,
wait,
Wednesday Wednesday at 12:45, I have the two-month appointment for baby Box. He gets his shots.
Wow, I'm fascinated. What about Thursday?
Thursday's nothing.
Wide open.
It's open.
Okay, for real. Friday, what you got?
Friday, I'm open again.
But guys, it's the whole week and there's only three things in the calendar. So it can't be that hard.
Okay, maybe it's not as impressive as I thought.
No, maybe it's a slow week. It's a slow week. You never these things like
what
that.
That day, wide open.
What about the weekend?
The weekend? Let's see. Next weekend would be... nothing. I'm open.
So you basically have two appointments all week.
Yeah, because soccer's off this week, so it starts back up next week. So, I mean, I got a 6:15 game next Wednesday if you want to come to that.
That makes me laugh.
Wow.
He's open. I'm open. Yeah, I'm open that day. It's not... And listen, and I don't even like to compare. I think people that compare schedules are kind of douchey, so I don't even talk about mine that much. We'll make a joke about it because Eddie and I were trying to play golf, and it was like, well, you know, why don't we try for like November of 2019?
Yeah.
You know, because my calendar does stay pretty full, but I don't have open. I go open hours. Like, if you'll allow me, if I can indulge the room for a second, you guys will care?
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead, man.
Can I get the indulgence of the room?
Yes.
I have to have open hours. It's not even days. It's like, do you have an open hour from breakfast to sleep time? And so sometimes I do, and most times I don't. But that's funny. It's kind of refreshing, though, lunchbox. I like that. Like, I want to have a day where I'm just open.
Man, it feels so good when you have an open day. It's so relaxing.
You got a lot of relaxing, huh?
Well, yeah, I do. I do get a lot of relaxing in on those days. It's key to living a long, healthy, and prosperous life.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not even hating on you. Like, I respect it. You've been consistent with that relaxation.
Yeah. And I mean, look at me. I look like I'm 17 years old. I keep my young face, and that's the key is relaxation.
I didn't think about that. Okay, well, listen, we're going to start the show. Amy, you want to say anything?
Man, just hope everybody has a great day.
I felt like you just said that to us at the end of the show.
Well, I just really mean it today.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I just wish we had this on the regular show because this was a great segment. And
It was a great segment, yes.
It was. And don't forget to download the Sore Losers podcast. Ray, Eddie, and myself, we do a little sports podcast after the show. And so download it, rate it, and wherever you get your podcast from, and tell us how good we are.
All right.
Even if you don't listen, you need to rate it.
Even if you don't listen, he says.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't mind that. All right, thank you for listening, and we'll start here with the show. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey, look at us.
Back again. More studio.
Morning.
Here we go. Another show. I judged Miss America last night. How about that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was late night. Thank you. Thank you. Well,
you picked a great winner.
Well, thank you very much.
A great winner.
Listen. Some stuff happened last night. We'll talk about that later. A little tired, if I'm being honest, because it was a late night. Had to get back. But I'm good.
It's fine. You're excused. You had a great reason.
Yeah.
I feel I'm good. I think we're going to practice a new game here. This is called Amy versus Lunchbox.
Now,
this is back in the archive days. We used to play this, and listeners have been texting about it.
Really?
And I watched, yeah. So what happens is I'll give Amy three questions about dude stuff, and Lunchbox three questions about lady stuff, and we'll see who wins. Let's go to Amy first. Amy, how many holes are there on a normal standard golf course? How many holes are there on a normal...
18.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Correct. What brand of alcohol is made in Lynchburg, Tennessee?
Oh. Dr. John, the whiskey. Whiskey.
What brand of alcohol?
Whiskey.
Sorry, time's up. The answer was Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy, final question. Yeah. This quarterback is now the highest paid player in the NFL.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Wow. I did not expect her to get that one. Okay.
He signed a $4 million contract.
Okay, easy with the numbers there.
130.
Okay.
Well, Goldie, you will get 130.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Amy
got 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I know my ladies, so I'll be good at this.
This first one's kind of easy.
Okay.
What brand of shoes are best known for their red soles? When people wear them?
Oh, yeah.
You can get this one.
Christian Lugugu.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Wait, that works, but whiskey didn't count.
I'm going to give him that one.
How
listen,
do you say it?
He may have been saying a different language. What do I know?
Oh, sure, yeah.
The answer, as Lunchbox said, was Christian Louboutin.
Louboutin
See,
or Louboutin?
He can't really say it. What am I going to do?
Louboutin.
You got 1 point there.
Thank you. Nailed it.
Lunchbox, who is the youngest Kardashian?
Okay, so Courtney.
Let's go Kardashian's sister so the kids don't get thrown in there.
Yeah. Courtney. Oh, wait. So we're not talking Jenner's.
Yeah. The Kardashian sisters.
Okay, got him.
Who is the youngest Kardashian sister?
Kendall!
He says Kendall. Amy, is he right?
Well, that's a Jenner.
But that counts, though.
Yeah!
Oh,
okay. She's it!
No, that's not right.
What?
It's Kylie, yeah.
Oh, man, I need to watch that show.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you need this one to tie.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take it.
Chi is a brand of what type of product?
Your favorite chi tea. He loves the chi tea. Yes.
Don't you drink that, Bob?
A great tea. I drink all the chi tea. I drink all the chi tea in my wee wee.
Okay.
And my teepee.
Maybe
I drink chi tea in my teepee and it comes out my wee wee.
Oh, my.
Chi tea?
It's not. You've already. You can't change
Maybe
your
I'll
answer.
Change to. Chi lipstick.
Chi lipstick.
Nope.
Maybe I'll change my answer.
Amy, what is it?
It's, first got popular through their awesome hair straighteners, but they make hair dryers, curling irons, all the things.
That's right.
The answer is hair care. Hair straightener would have also been acceptable.
I've heard girls say, I want a chi.
Yeah. I want a chi pet.
That was going to be my next guess, actually.
Chia pet. Yeah. Well, there we have it. That's Amy versus Lunchbox. Our winner, as we start the show, is Amy. Come on.
Yay.
You guys like that?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I may come back to that. Maybe tomorrow. We'll do it again. All right, let's start the show here today. I think we got a good one. Hey, you know who's coming in is Ethan Hawke, the actor.
The actor? That's cool.
Yeah, the actor, Ethan Hawke. From Dead Poets Society,
yeah.
Boyhood, from... The Purge.
Training Day.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke's going to come. He's got a new movie, but I want to talk to him about that stuff. All right, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raimundo. Hurricane Florence is getting stronger. It could be a Category 4 hurricane, and it's headed for the Carolinas by the end of the week. In sports news, the NFL is back. The highlight of the day was the Green Bay Packers coming back from a 20-point deficit and beating the Bears 24-23. And finally, congrats to Miss New York, Nia Franklin. She won Miss America last night.
Hey, Stacy from North Carolina is on. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you for calling. Thanks for talking to me. What's going on? What do you want to say?
So I was taking my kids to school this morning, and they asked a question. They said, how does Bobby know that his favorite color is red if he is colorblind?
That's a fantastic question for kids to ask, because you have to wonder. Wait, how old are your kids, by the way?
11 and 8.
That's pretty cool that they would think like that. Well, here's my whole theory on colors, too, because I get really nerdy, is that we don't even know if we all see the same colors. Like, my blue may not be your blue, because I have no idea what you can see with your own eyeballs. So I'm severely colorblind with dark colors. And I'm so blind that one of my eyes doesn't even work. My right eye, it's about 4% in usage. It sees blurs and just a little bit of light, but my right eye doesn't work, which is when I started to wear glasses. It was just to protect my good eye. But now I'm getting old, folks, and the other eye is starting to go a little bit.
Oh, no.
I know. So my answer to them would be, Stacy, is that I know that the color that I see as red is my favorite color, and that's all that I know.
Okay.
So whatever I see that identifies as red is my favorite color. Who knows? Not to go all Socrates on you, but what I see as red, you guys may see as green.
I tried to explain this to my parents the other day. They just did not get it.
Yeah, and you know, it's not to be gotten by all people.
I understand you.
Yeah, so Amy, do you get that whole concept or are you kind of over it?
I feel like a lot of us that can see colors, we're seeing the same color.
Okay, and like, that's good, but there's no way for you to know that. Because you can't, right.
you can't prove it.
You can't prove it. So,
but I mean, we could sort of try to prove it.
Okay. Yeah, you can, because you can go, what color is that? And you both say green. So,
but that's what you both see. I'm not even going down this because it doesn't matter.
It's hard to explain.
I would also like to say that Home Alone is not a Christmas movie.
If we're talking
about controversial things,
oh boy.
Home Alone could have happened during any holiday, and it's not. And what it was released in the summer. It's a whole thing.
Here we go.
Home Alone's not a Christmas movie. Thank you. Two controversial theories. Stacy, what are you doing this morning? You good?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're doing the show. We're pretty lucky to get to do a show. I'm glad that you listen. Where do you listen in North Carolina?
I'm in Medan, North Carolina.
Do you know that I used to summer there?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. I never actually summered anywhere.
He didn't.
I just say that because... That's what they used to say on the rich people shows on TV. Like, oh, Buffy, we'll summer there. So that's where that comes from. Hey, well, thank you very much. Do you want to say hello to your kids? And you can listen to it on the podcast later.
Hi, girls. Answered your question.
Yeah, what are their names? Shout them out. Give them the first names.
Allison and Jillian.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Stacy. We love that you listen. We know you have a lot of things you could be listening to. So thank you for sharing your morning with us.
I appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Stacy. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Ethan Hawke and Ben Dickey.
That'd be cool. Ethan Hawke, big time actor. Ben Dickey's here, actor, musician. But Ethan Hawke's been in like Training Day, The Purge. He's walking down the hall right now. Dead Poets Society made $100 million. Sinister. Boyhood, that movie that took like 10 years to make. You remember that one?
Yeah, but I didn't see it.
He's not here yet. You can say whatever you want. You remember that one?
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. I do remember.
You still remember it, though? All right, good. Mm-hmm. I do. I love that movie. But he's coming in because they have a new movie they're promoting. And so it's called Blaze. So I do want to talk to him about the movie, but I got lots of like actor questions, too, that I want to ask him. Oh, here they come right now. Hey, here they are. What up, guys? Come on in here. Hey, guys. You guys have come in for this movie, Blaze. Tell me about the movie. I know about the movie. I mean, I know things about the movie like the real life things, but I think a lot of our listeners would be curious to know what Blaze is about.
Well, a lot of times, yeah, people come up to me and say they apologize that they don't know who Blaze Foley is. But one of the points of making the movie is to share who Blaze Foley is. And to certain people, they know everything about him. And to most people, I think, they have no idea. But the movie centers around his relationship. He was a singer-songwriter, shot and killed in 1989. And he had an amazing love affair with a woman, Sybil Rosen, where a lot of his music jettisoned out of this love affair that happened in a treehouse. And the movie kind of spins around that love affair.
Ethan Hawke is here. The movie's called Blaze, September 21st, nationwide. Now, I just know you from seeing your face on the picture screen, on the moving pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would see you.
Picture show.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm a big fan. It's really cool to have you come in, even as someone that I've spent the last few years watching all the movies. Like, Boyhood? That movie took how long to make?
12 years.
And so for every year would you go back?
Yeah, every year we'd do a short film every year.
Did you think, though, at year 4 or 7, this is never going to finish?
Yes.
You did think that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It seemed like Rick's little project, right?
You know what's funny about that? By the time you finished the movie, you had to retitle it. Because it got retitled like a week before it came out.
Yeah,
because
right.
Because there was suddenly a movie called 12 Years Slave came out. Oh, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, because it was called, you know, 12 Years or something like that. I can't remember now.
Can I ask about, like, The Purge? Because that's a jam.
You can. Well, you just did. What do you want to ask me about?
Well, did you take less money to do The Purge because you thought, wow, this is a pretty good movie, so I'll take less if I can get some on the back end?
I spent my whole life doing that. Yeah. Yeah.
Taking less money?
Yeah.
Did you forget who you're talking to?
Yeah. I slept on the producer's couch while I made that movie.
Really?
Because there's something incendiary. I loved the idea of it. Imagine in a world in the future where rich people don't care about poor people. You know what I mean? It's like there's something
sinister about it.
There's something really punk rock and weird about that movie that reminded me of the old John Carpenter movies I loved. You know? And so, yeah, I was into that movie.
Was there ever a role that you turned down that you go, oh, man, that'd probably been a good one to take?
A million, yeah.
Because what's the most massive movie you said, that's probably not for me?
I hate telling these stories because then they go all over the internet. It sounds like I'm...
Can I give you a rumor that I heard and you can just say yes or no? Yeah. Independence Day.
Okay, Independence Day. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Picture this. Driving with my friend, all right? I'm sitting in the passenger seat of a yellow Duster. Right, remember those old Dusters? Yeah. It was a beautiful old car. And we decided we're going to drive from Austin to Four Corners for fun and camp out, right? And my agent kept saying, you got to read Independence Day. You got to read Independence Day, right? And so I started reading it out loud as we're driving through the highway. But I was, you got to understand, I was like 25 and too cool for school, right? I just couldn't be bothered. And I just made fun of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
You know. Just making fun of it, to the point where I actually threw it out the window of this Duster and laughed like I was so cool. Cut to a year later, I remember I was dating this girl and she said, it was 4th of July. And I said, what do you want to go? Want to go see a movie? She says, yeah, I really want to go see this new movie, Independence Day. It's like, all right. I thought it would be kind of interesting to see how bad it turned out.
This is over.
Yeah. And then I go into the movie theater. Of course, it's absolutely sold out. And I experience the bliss the audience is having. You know, I mean, they're cheering. They're having the best time. Everybody goes on the 4th of July so happy. And I walked out of that movie theater like, I am an idiot. Yeah.
And Will Smith crushed it.
Yeah, he did crush it.
On the other side of that, and I don't know if this is sensitive or not, but like Training Day, which I loved. Thought Training Day was fantastic. One of my favorite movies. With Training Day, it was offered to Eminem first. And he said no, then you took it. That's the opposite role. Is that true or no?
That's not true.
It's not true, because, okay, that's what I said. Was it offered to you first?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't believe Denzel was in a place where they were working. They were taking that movie extremely seriously, and they made everybody jump through hoops and audition. Mm. They may have asked Eminem to audition. They may have had I don't know. I didn't direct that movie. They might have had that idea. But my sense would be that Denzel wouldn't want to turn it into any kind of stunt.
Ethan Hawke is here. Really cool conversation for me to be a part of. So I appreciate
thanks
your time.
Thanks for interest.
Yeah. Thank you, well, thank you guys. And we'll hopefully we'll go see the movie and we'll talk to you guys. Hopefully.
Yeah, I was a little hungover and it was very hard for me to connect my sentences.
No, you got it.
Other.
You're connected well.
I did.
You connected
okay.
well.
All right, good.
All right, thank you guys.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Zach Brown Band and pop star Shawn Mendes are the next collaboration chosen for CMT Crossroads.
I like that. And sometimes the CMT Crossroads happen and some of them are cooler than others. It's where they take artists from two different genres, one always country, and they mix them together. But I love the Zach Brown Band, and so here's a little Zach Brown for you here. And I'm a big Shawn Mendes fan. I mean, he's a real-life musician. It annoys me he's such a good-looking dude. Yeah. It's a little annoying, I'll be honest with you. But here's a clip of Shawn Mendes.
I know I can treat you better than he can.
Yeah, he's got all the tools. I'm so jealous. There you go. Zach Brown and Shawn Mendes. What else, Morgan, number two?
Luke Combs announced a new headline tour. It's called the Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour. And Lenko and Jameson Rogers are opening up for him. That'll kick off in Alabama on January 31st.
I don't know that there's a more appropriate tour name for Luke Combs than what Luke Combs named his tour. What's it called again? Beer Never Broke My Heart Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Staying in brand. I do like that guy. All right, what else you got?
So Carrie Underwood is teasing fans with another track from her upcoming album. The song's called End Up With You.
Can we get in and
down on some back road? Driving in the backseat to the radio. Wouldn't be the worst scenario. Cause all I wanna do is end up with you. Get home to
my life. Look at that.
I like it.
About time for her to have a baby. And then about time for her to put out a record. That's coming out too. Is that it, Morgan number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Man, this is awesome. Since 2014, Carolyn, who's a janitor at Tucker High School, has been running a giving closet that she's funded herself.
Love that.
I know. Any of the school's 1,800 students who are in need of items such as food, soap, school supply, anything, even prom wear she helped a kid with, they mention it to her like on the down low.
Wow.
Super cool.
Wow. I know.
And it's on the down low. Like, she's not trying to be like, hey, kids, raise your hand if you need help.
I know. It makes me emotional, man. Like, kids go and they like have this janitor they can talk to and help them out. Because the thing, too, is, I can tell you, for me, I was always embarrassed to ask for things. I would have taken them if they were silently given to me. Mm-hmm. And I did, but I would never ask anyone ever for anything because I was embarrassed. But, yeah, they just mentioned it to her. How about that? It's not even like she has millions of dollars either. She works at school like everybody else. Anyway, I thought that story was awesome. I wanted to share it with you guys. I love how people do little things that actually are humongous things. And that's a Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Connecticut. A 30-year-old woman was at home. The power goes out. She's like, ooh, let me light a candle because there's a storm. So she grabs the candle, lights it. It ends up being a stick of dynamite.
And what?
And kaboom!
No way.
Wait, so what happened?
She has severe injuries to her hands and could lose some of her fingers.
Wow.
She thought it was a candle and she was going to use it to light up the house. It was dynamite.
That's just so unfortunate.
Well, can I say this in her defense? I'm not sure if I saw a stick of dynamite laying there, I wouldn't think that was just a funny looking candle. But how's the stick of dynamite anywhere near her, in her house?
I don't know, but she lit it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Boom.
That is nuts. And she didn't die.
No, she did not die. She did not die.
Wow.
Woo.
All right, wrap that one up. That's a nutty one.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, Lunchbox, will you explain to me, because I've never had a beer, what shotgunning a beer means?
Oh, yeah. It means you're going to put a hole in the bottom, like with a key, and then you put the hole up to your mouth, and you pop the top, and it comes shooting out the mouth like you busted a Coke open, you know, and it just...
Yeah.
And it goes right down your throat.
What's the bottom of it have to do, the key?
oh, you have to put a hole in it so it has somewhere to escape when you pop the top. I don't know the science behind it, but I know how it works.
And so here's a clip of Dustin Lynch shotgunning a beer. It's basically just chugging a beer, like from a can.
Basically, right? Yes.
Okay. We watch people shotgun beers.
We never get to.
We can't, because we're at work and we're responsible gentlemen. So, to all the shotgunners, cheers.
He shotgunned that beer in 4.8 seconds. She loves a small town. That's Dustin Lynch.
Not bad.
Well, so in the studio, there's a glass room that's attached, and our audio producer, Raymundo, sits over there. And you think you can shotgun a beer faster than that?
Yeah, easily. I've been drinking since college, and it's always been a competition with me and my boys. So I said I could easily do that.
4.8 seconds. You can shotgun a beer in 4.8 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You got to make sure you get the same beer. Don't be going no Mick Ultra on us.
Okay, wait. So if we set this up later on in the show, you can beat 4.8 seconds.
Yes.
Let me see what I have in my wallet here.
Yeah, and I mean, this goes back to spring break, too, when you're going beer funnels and all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, as a college guy, this is what you always did. You competed with guys and drinking. And then D. Lynch just throws it up there like, oh, 4.8. You know, he thinks that he's cool that he can do that. I can beat him.
Okay, so if you can beat 4.8 seconds, I give $50.
Yeah!
But if you can't, I get to shave a little chunk in the back of your head.
That's fine.
Oh!
Right. Wow! Oh.
Just randomly in the back of his head.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Ray.
And just so we know, we're going to say 3 inches by 2 inches.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. A deal.
All the way to the scalp.
Yeah, just like Clipper.
He's going to have a big old bald spot.
Let's find... That's true. That's why the best money. Yeah. So let's gather since maybe next hour.
Okay.
We did 4.8 seconds is the official Dustin Lynch time.
Wow. Yeah, I got the beer in the fridge right now.
Do you?
Yes.
All right.
Why? Why do you have a beer in the fridge here?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you not seen the email chain on Fridays? They have a beer cart.
Okay.
There's alcohol in our business.
Amy, what do you think about this?
I'm into it.
Okay, she's into it, so we're going to go forward.
All right.
Let's get it straight. Like, maybe the next half hour or so, we'll do this. 4.8 seconds is the time to beat. Lunchbox, you run the time over there?
I got it. It's a
Bobby Bones show. Of all my nicknames, I really don't mind this one.
Oh, country music's youngest historian?
Yeah, because I'm always looking up country music facts. I love country music.
The Bobby Bones show.
On this day in
country music.
Guys, we have two today.
What?
At the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, let's start with this one. 27 years ago, in 1991, Brooks and Dunn, they had the number one song with Brand New Man. It was their debut single. First one, boys.
Wow.
And girls, here you go.
Well, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
That was their first ever single.
Wow.
That was it. That was the one. Look at that. The song was written by Kix Brooks, Ronnie Dunn, and Don Cook. Brooks and Dunn had 20 number ones overall. So that happened 27 years ago, 1991. Also, number two.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
Also on the same exact day.
Same day.
Whoa. 1991. 27 years ago, Garth Brooks released Rope in the Wind.
Come on.
Which became his first album to debut at number one. It spent 4 weeks as the number one country album. Now, Eddie, from Rope in the Wind.
Yeah.
You're a Garth Brooks fan like me.
Huge.
Mega fan. Can you name any songs off Rope in the Wind?
Let's start with The River.
Is that true? Show me.
Of course it is.
Oh, you know for sure.
Yes.
Yes, I will
sail my vessel. Till the river runs dry.
Now, I don't want to make you look foolish, but I know you're diehard and you know the albums from the albums.
You won't. I know
more
songs.
Can you name another one?
Of course.
Go ahead.
Papa Love Mama.
Come on, dude.
Mama was a lover, Lord, how to shine. Papa was a good brother, jealous kind. Papa loved Mama, Mama loved me. Papa's in the graveyard, Papa's in the pen.
Yeah!
Okay, if you can get one more, you get all the points. Go.
You really want this one?
Yeah, and Eddie has no computer. Nothing. Go ahead.
Shameless.
Shameless! I don't have a problem now.
Come on.
I don't want a minute half.
Oh.
So I got.
You got to give Eddie props on that one.
It's pretty impressive.
He knows record from record.
That is so impressive. Like, not only the album and that it's they on the same day, but how do you remember what songs are from what album? I do not understand that.
That was a big album. I used to pose like him, you know, in front of my bathroom mirror and kind of look.
Kind of lean your head down a little bit.
Wish I had a black felt hat like he did.
Come on. Bobby Bone, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Shotgun Beer Challenge. Now, Dustin Lynch of the song Small Town Boy, just one of his many hits. She loves a small town boy like me. Shotgun to beer on Twitter, okay?
We watch people shotgun beers.
We never get to.
We can't, because we're at work and we're responsible gentlemen. So, to all the shotgunners, cheers.
He crushes it. The whole beer's gone. And so I talk about it on the air, and I don't drink beer, but Raymundo, our audio guy, goes, oh, I can do that. I can beat that. So Raymundo, you have to beat 4.8 seconds. Now, Mike D has the timer over here. Mike D didn't say much.
Let me start it out. I got to key it, though, first.
That's why they call him Quiet Mike. So wait, how does this work, Lunchbox? What are the rules?
So he's got to put a hole in the bottom. He's got to use this key when he's doing
it
right
now. Can he do it before it starts?
Yeah, you have to. That's how you... And then... When you count him down, once he pops the top, that's when the time starts. When he opens the beer.
And if Raymundo doesn't.
Oh my gosh, this is so bad.
Beat 4.8 seconds, I get to shave a spot in the back of his head.
Yeah!
Don't forget. Amy, do you think he'll do it?
I'm going to go with yes.
Okay, Lunchbox?
I think he will. Come
4.8
on.
4.8 seconds.
I've seen Ray throw some down.
All right, Raymundo.
Hold on, I'm still opening it.
He's got to get his hole.
Raymundo stands at 5'6" tall from Michigan. Black hair, got a little black scruff on his face.
He's making a big hole on that.
Weighs about 175.
You can make whatever size you want.
Yeah, it's up to you. When you're shotgunning, it's your hole.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys were ever in college, but this is exactly how you're supposed to do it.
Yep. Okay, all right, Raymundo, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Hold on. All right.
3, 2, 1, go. And there he goes. He's down. 1, 2. Oh, my God. He did it in 3.1 seconds.
That's a champ. What? Yeah!
Wow. Yeah! Wow! Come on. We have it all on tape too. Wow, Raymundo.
Wow.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, do another one.
Wow, do it again.
It was just gone.
Oh my gosh, I'm all full of beer right now, boys. It goes straight into you.
That almost was physically impossible. In 3 seconds, he put that entire beer down.
That's what I was saying. When I saw him doing it, it was so slow to me because I do it at such a rapid pace.
Wow.
I do it at parties all the time. People ask me to do it. They say, shotgun a beer. I'll do a shotgun. Easy stuff.
Listen, I got to give you applause here, buddy. You crushed it. There he is, Raymundo. Do I owe you money or something?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll pay it. Yeah. I'll pay you. All right. Yeah. BobbyBones.com. Last night, I was a judge on Miss America on ABC. I had never judged a pageant before. And so, here's what happened. On the Sunday of the competition, which was yesterday morning at 8 a.m., we started. And I had to go to meetings, and you have to basically be certified to be a judge for Miss America. So, from 8 a.m. until basically 5 p.m., I just sat in meetings and learned how to be a judge. Isn't that crazy?
So crazy.
It makes sense because it's serious and there's scholarship involved, but there's a lot of things that I had to learn. And so I did that. They gave me a big old hotel room. The bathroom was bigger than... Did you see my Insta story?
I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. So that was a thing. I've never been to Atlantic City before. So I went and I'd never been up there before. So yeah, I did that. It was fun.
Wait. You skipped over the party. Hotel room, you were a judge, but let's talk pay. How much was the pay day to be a judge? I mean, come on.
Why is everybody always wondering about my pay?
Because when you go do something cool like that, everybody in America is like, oh, cool judge. But in the back of their mind, like, I wonder how much those judges get paid.
Oh, I've always been that's nice of them to volunteer.
Yeah, right. They volunteer. Come on. That show's making millions. They got to be paying big bucks.
Okay. You guys want to know how much I got paid? You want to know how much I got paid to judge Miss America? Okay. I got paid $0.
Oh, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a scholarship thing, Lunchbox.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with that.
What does that mean?
But ABC didn't pay me. I didn't expect to be paid. It wasn't a paid thing. They took care of the travel, and they fed me.
And I guess they put me on TV, which was cool.
Oh, wow, they filmed
you. I mean, they put you in a big hotel room. I thought when you said, oh, and they give me this big old, and I thought you were going to say, check, and you go, hotel room. So then I was like, okay, no. Then you went in your hotel room, and there was a big check. And you said the bathtub was big. And then I was like, okay, and then there you found a big check. And there's never a check?
No. No payment. I don't really chase things for payments. And I didn't. I just thought this would be fun to do. I was excited they offered it to me. And yeah, you guys worry about money too much, you know?
Don't say you guys.
I mean, gotta eat.
Stop worrying. Speaking of money, listen. You know Taylor Swift makes $11 million per night on her Reputation Stadium Tour, right?
That's a lot.
Here I am talking right about money.
Here we go.
Exactly.
But this is like real money. This is like crazy money. So Taylor Swift, it says she pulls down $11 million a night on the Reputation World Tour. Ed Sheeran makes $13.4 million a night.
Ooh. I'm in love with your body.
Yeah. Play that.
I'm in love with your body. Is that because it's just him?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Does he make more because he plays a lot of instruments?
Ed's one-man show is conducted on a smaller stage, lower production costs, and more seats because he doesn't need all the space in the middle for things that fly or like Taylor. She has big snakes and stage props. Ed walks out. It doesn't have a band for 80% of it. Uses a pedal and does all the things himself. So, and Taylor also has to pay basically a small army to construct all of the stuff. Ed shows up. Jumps in front of a crowd with a guitar and a microphone and a loop pedal. And no real crazy overhead. So $13.4 million a night. Isn't that nuts?
Woo!
Yeah.
Not bad.
Man.
Oh. But stop worrying about people's money, everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
I just do a whole set. But I mean, that's different. And you know what? It's out there. Miss America paid me $0. I don't do stuff from... I mean, I do stuff to get paid, but I don't chase money. I would, for $13.4 million a night, I would. Let's not lie about that.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A little one-year-old named Chloe was suffering from bronchitis, and that was enough for her to have trouble breathing during a nap. She literally started choking because she was sick. And the dog happened to be sort of standing guard by her. And he ran into the family room where everyone else was, raised his paw and started barking until they listened to him.
Raised his
paw? Then he led them.
Wow.
He did. He was kind of like, hey, over here, there's something happening. Follow me. And they went in and they were able to get Chloe out of the crib and hit her back. And she stopped choking.
Wow. The dog took both paws, put it around its neck, and went, ruff, ruff, choke, choke.
Yeah. Give it a hug.
That was a good dog. Yeah, it's like he gave the international choking sign with his paws. That's an amazing dog, man.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, ah, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan number two plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is a Bobby Bones show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Good morning, welcome to the show, and we go over to Amy now with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call birds that stick together?
What do you call birds that stick together?
Velcro.
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 There it is.
Nice.
That was the morning corny.
April in Arkansas, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Really good, what's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I am a first-time caller, and I just wanted to call and say how much I love your guys' show. I listen to you every morning. Sometimes I show up an hour and a half early at work just so I can sit in the car and listen to you guys.
Oh, we love that. Come on. We love that.
Wow. My son, you are my son's idol. He wants to be just like you on the radio show. Oh. You guys are just so awesome. I love you guys so much.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, our goal, we're a bunch of friends, and I'm the only one that had ever done radio before I started grabbing all my friends, brought in Amy, and Amy was selling granite, and Lunchbox was a delivery driver for Jason's Deli, and Eddie was a TV producer, Raymundo was an intern, Mike D was an intern, all the folks here, we try to bring a positive show, and we're not really that good at radio people, but we try to be like your friends, so we appreciate that call.
Oh, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I can't believe I actually got through. I'm like so excited that I'm talking to Bobby Bones right now.
Hey, sure is. It's the whole show. Hey, have a great day. Appreciate you.
Bobby Bones.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up. Big deal for us. Huge show. Carrie and Luke and Justin Timberlake. It's just a massive show.
Yeah.
Well, so we all go because we're a big part of it. And Lunchbox is now wondering if he can even go because of his baby.
Yeah. It's a situation. It's a conversation with the wife going on right now about should I go or should I be at home with her helping with the baby.
Amy, how do you feel about this right now?
Honestly, when he said, I think I heard him say maybe he was going, like, but maybe it just hasn't totally been worked out. I was a little surprised. I kind of thought maybe lunch isn't going to go this year because of the baby. But I guess at that point, it'll have been a couple months, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think you have to go. I don't even think it's a question.
Right, I think
you're back at work.
That's what I say. I'm working.
He wants to go party.
But Bobby, I could see where his wife is like,
but it's work. It's honest to God work.
Like, I know. I'm just saying I could see where his wife is like, because it's Vegas and I don't know.
I can't help where I have to work. You know what I'm saying?
But you really do have to work.
That's what I'm saying.
But you say it so.
And I like all the big bosses will be there and I need to get face to face time with them. I'm saying I need to be there.
See that.
Okay, should Lunchbox go and work or should he stay home with the baby? Amy.
He has to work. It's his job.
Eddie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is what he does for a living. He has to be there.
Yeah. Well, in case Lunch's wife's listening, I think he should stay home.
No!
Come on!
But you know what? 2 versus 1. Is that really a sore spot in the house?
Yeah. She's like, you're going to leave me with a newborn all by myself? I said, listen, I went back to work. I got to bring home the cheddar. I got to pay for those diapers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I gots to be there. So you
gots to be there. Are you saying stuff like that makes it like you gots to don't needs to be there?
It's work.
Okay. Listen to this story. I got one for you here. After being dumped by her ex-boyfriend, this girl named Britton decided to get a revenge. She faked a pregnancy.
Oh, see.
And then faked a birth of a child.
She did what?
Yeah. It all started because she thought she might actually be pregnant. That's when he dumped her, she says, via text message. He's like, I might be pregnant. He goes, oh, I'm out. So when she learned she wasn't pregnant, she decided not to tell him and instead had her think he was pregnant. He thought she was pregnant the whole time. And then after she had the baby, I do finger parentheses, she introduced her friend's 10-week-old baby to him as his newborn son, Tyler.
I love it.
No, that's not good. That's terrible. No.
Send him to prison.
No. Yeah, go to jail.
Yes.
But she
jail?
Said, she
yeah.
told
Calm
him,
down.
But she told him, I'm pregnant. He was like, peace.
Okay, but there's nothing illegal about breaking
up
with somebody.
But still, come on,
that's
dude.
Yes, that's not a good thing. It's not a good trait.
Wait, Bobby.
What?
Did he, like, pay her any money or something?
No. It went. Oh, okay, by the way, the lie went on for nearly 5 years.
Oh.
Until it was uncovered when John reported his son missing to police when he didn't see him. And she also soaked him for $20,000 in child support.
Oh, my
goodness.
That's not good.
That's jail, for sure.
The stairs keep climbing in the story. Like, even the beginning of it, you can't be fooling with people about, this is I'm pregnant and you're really not. Like, he's a goober. He shouldn't break up with her. Even if he breaks up with her, he's still got to legally take care of the baby.
Right.
That's not good.
Which I guess he did in the end.
Way to hold a grudge.
So you can't just like show him the baby and then be like, JK, JK, JK. Right.
Even that, I don't like that. I don't even like that. You're like,
Bobby Bones Show.
Some Monday morning confessions right now. You're on the air, Wyatt in Missouri. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, I got overpaid on my paycheck by about 20 hours and didn't say anything and just kind of let it go.
Hey.
20 hours?
Yeah, that's pretty significant. I was going to say, I get it. If it were $20, I don't think I would go through the reprocessing part of it. But 20 hours, that changes your week, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
So they're going to catch on, though, and take it back from you. You realize that, right?
Oh, yeah, eventually.
What would you do with Lunchbox?
Oh, I would just take it and run. Their mistake. Finders keepers.
You always forget about finders keepers law.
Yeah, if they made the mistake, it's their fault. They need to be more diligent.
Wyatt, how do you feel about this?
I mean, if it happens, it happens. I mean, you know?
You know, and there you have it. And you called us. You're now forgiven. Go live your life free, yeah, my friend. Mm-hmm. It's now your money. There you go. There's a confession. How about this guy? Hey, let's go to Corey in Kentucky. Hey, Corey.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
You tell me, man.
Well, about a week ago, I got up a little earlier before a fishing tournament, and I rigged the fishing tournament by catching the fish about 2 hours before it started.
Boom.
Huh.
Love it.
Did you win?
I actually did. It was one of the biggest tournaments we had in Kentucky.
I don't think that can be a thing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean a thing? It's a confession.
No, I know. But I mean, this one's personal.
That's fine, mate. Nobody knows about it except you all now.
Wow, I can't believe it. So where'd you put the fish when you caught it?
Whenever I caught them, because I got a secondary live well in my boat that the official did not know about because they do an inspection of the boat to check and make sure you didn't have any. Well, I had a secret compartment that I just filled with water and dropped the fish in it.
What is happening right now? I can't believe this.
Love it.
You do like it, Bones?
Do what, buddy?
I don't know if I like it or not. I can't tell my heart.
Like, your heart doesn't like it.
It's kind of like non-American.
Do you know how many mornings I'd wake up with my stepdad and we'd go out and just hop in fish tournaments all the time? We never won. We could have easily caught fish the night before that morning. The morning of is tough. It's so dark. But what?
In a way, it wasn't intentional. I just caught a bunch of fish that morning. Caught six.
But you said you kept them and put them in a secret compartment. That's pretty intentional.
It wasn't the plan until I realized that I could win the tournament with the fish.
Did you win some money?
Yeah, it was $1,200.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What do you think they would do to you if they found out?
Well, now probably nothing, but the morning of the tournament, I would have been banned from all state fishing tournaments.
Well, I think you should ban yourself.
Do you think that the other fishermen would jump you afterward if they found out?
I probably would not have a boat left.
Oh, no. All right, Corey.
Do you think they'll recognize your voice right now?
I don't think anybody would now.
Hey, what he means is nobody listens.
Right.
Never mind.
Corey, I appreciate that call, bud. You know what? You're forgiven. You called the show. That's the rule. Yep. You call the show, you're forgiven. So,
thanks, man. I'm definitely not going to do it again. That's one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals.
You know, and do something good for somebody with some of that money. Just do something good for somebody. Not all of it. But you got bills to pay. But do something good for... Yeah, I don't even know if that's fair. Bills to pay.
He's forgiven, Bones.
I know.
I love it.
I know. Hey, Corey, appreciate that call, buddy.
Thanks, guys. You have a great day.
All right, see ya.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I would love if one of you guys actually did a citizen's arrest. Because both Lunchbox and Amy talk about it all the time.
It'd be amazing.
And that's just where, yeah, if you're a citizen, you just yell, citizen's arrest, and you get to arrest someone. What'd you see yesterday at the store, Amy?
Someone stole chicken from the grocery store, and they ran out of the store. And, of course, the employees, they have that, what's it called? They don't really, risk management. They don't really chase after someone because it could be dangerous. So they just yell out, that guy's running with the chicken. He didn't pay for that chicken, but nobody's going after him. And I was standing right there. I saw him fly right by me and I thought about it for a second. Like, I could be the person that takes this guy down because of the chicken. And I wanted to yell, citizen's arrest. But he had a getaway car. He got in a car and they drove off. And he didn't even look like he needed to be stealing chicken. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Is that, he looked like he could afford the chicken, is what I'm saying.
Oh, like his clothes were nice.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking, and he had a getaway car. I mean, it's kind of a nice car.
Maybe he stole those clothes. Maybe he stole that car.
Oh, good point.
Dang, the whole thing. Like, I kind of felt like, you know, I was like, okay, then you take into account, well, if someone really needs the chicken, you feel bad for them that they're in a position where they would have to take chicken. But I really feel like I missed an opportunity to citizen's arrest because I don't think this guy needed to take the chicken, but he stole the chicken.
So, as he's running out of the store, can you reenact what the people in the store were yelling?
That guy didn't pay for the chicken. He's stealing the chicken. He didn't pay for the chicken.
So, I wonder what the
But nobody was like, stop that guy. They were just saying he didn't pay for the chicken. And so I was like,
what do they expect is going to happen? The guy goes, oh, you're right.
I forgot.
And then just drop the chicken.
Or maybe he'd be like, oh, shoot, I forgot to pay for the chicken. I was in such a hurry. But, and I thought about it all night. Like, I missed my opportunity to be like, citizens arrest, put down the chicken.
I love that. I wish you would.
I know.
I used to work at Hobby Lobby, and we were told if someone steals something, don't go after them. And I never thought I was going to. I am the biggest wimp. And so if someone was stealing something and running out, I was running the opposite direction of the store. I had no interest in trying to be a hero. Now, Lunchbox used to work at Sam's Club, right?
Absolutely. And I've chased people before, even though I'm not supposed to. There were some people, they were stealing stuff. They would stick it in. They would open the laundry detergent, stick it in the powder, and then they would steal it like that way. And they walked out, and I started chasing them across the parking lot, across Burlington Coat Factory, past the Hooters, up into the woods. And my buddy Joel got stung by wasps. Me and him were on the case, and we came back.
On the case.
And they yelled at us for 30 minutes. That is so irresponsible. The cops showed up and they're like, do you know how dangerous it is to chase shoplifters? You don't know what kind of mood they're in and what they're willing to do. And we got reprimanded for chasing these shoplifters. But yes, I've chased them, and you're not supposed to. But look, I can't let them just steal stuff. I feel bad.
Hey, I chased down those kids that stole my kids' bikes.
That's mama coming out.
Yeah, that's,
I know,
that's
but the
your
police,
stuff.
But the
that's
police officer stuff. Told me that I should not have done that, and it was dangerous. And I was like, it's okay, Mr. Police Officer. I like to take care of the neighborhood.
Well, here's the thing. By the way, Lunchbox, what do you yell at them as you're chasing them when you're working at Sam's Club? What are you yelling?
I'm just yelling, so you think you can just steal stuff from Sam's? Is that how you think you can do it? You think you can steal stuff? Just kind of being nice about it, but not, you know, why don't you leave us alone? We didn't steal anything. I said, then why don't you come back and let's talk it over? No. But I didn't ever tackle them because I was just following them, really, until the cops arrived. I could have tackled them, but I thought the cops would get there first, but the cops never showed up.
Yeah, because they stole from laundry.
It really wasn't that big
of
a deal.
Let me tell you, one time when I worked at Walmart, this dude stole a bunch of DVDs and CDs, put them in the waistband, came running out, and lost prevention. Boom! Tackled him right into a parked car, and all the CDs just fell out of the dude's waistband. That was an awesome one. So fun.
All right, I'm going to play Dylan Scott, Hooked. By the way, I'm putting the reward out right now. If anyone on this show that works on this show, Amy, my co-host, Lunchbox, my co-host, Eddie, even our video producer, if you guys ever successfully citizens arrest anyone, $100 and a day off work.
Ooh.
What? Wow.
That's right. We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last summer, Griffin graduated from college, and he was spending some time with his grandpa. Grandpa's kind of old, has a lot of old furniture, and grandpa wants to get rid of the furniture. So Griffin's like, we can't sell it. It's not worth anything. Then he comes up with a great idea. Starts a nonprofit organization with two of his buddies. They go around the city of Chicago picking up old furniture, and they donate it to families in need.
Wow.
Wow.
From that. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, look
awesome.
At that. That's it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
Hey, hope everybody had a good weekend. Amy, you're back. Your dad's been in the hospital for a while. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going good. I spent some of the weekend with him and just making sure he's doing good while he started treatment, and then got to also come home and have family time with my family, so it was a good, you know, mixture of my weekend. What about you? And your show in Little Rock, speaking of family, I saw a picture you put up of you and your niece, and I haven't seen her in so long, and she looks so grown up and so cute.
Yeah, I saw a lot of old friends. If you're new to the show, I'm from a small town in Arkansas, and so I played this theater, which is called the Robinson Auditorium, and it's close to 3,000 people. And the crazy thing was, and I was taking a picture, and it kind of reminded me of the story. I was in fifth grade, and they were showing Phantom of the Opera. And my entire fifth grade class was going to watch Phantom of the Opera at this theater. And I was very poor growing up, and I could not afford the ticket to go watch Phantom of the Opera. So I had to act sick and miss school, and I never missed school. And I really wanted to go to this play, but we couldn't afford it. So I'd act sick. The whole class went to watch Phantom of the Opera. They all came back talking about how awesome it was. And that always really bothered me. Well, smash cut to this weekend. I'm playing. I'm doing stand-up. I sold out the same theater that I never got to go to. It was just crazy. It was a full circle thing. And so, yeah, it's pretty emotional. And they cheered for me when I walked out there.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I kind of wish I could have been there for that.
Yeah, so just, it was really good.
It's like super special, and it had to have like just meant a lot. And I thought about you afterwards, and that's why I sent you a note to like hold on to that memory, because that had to have been amazing.
It was really cool, and I even let it be really cool, which sometimes I have a problem with. But Eddie, our video producer, came because we're in a band together called The Raging Idiots, and I surprised the crowd with Eddie coming out, and we played a set. But the crowd was really warm, and the show was fun, huh, Ed?
Oh, man. And I made the joke that I crashed Bobby's reunion, family reunion, because uh-huh. That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
These people are so proud of Bobby, and it was such a moment. It was so cool to be there, man. Thanks for asking me to be there.
Well, then we went out after the show. We went to a piano bar called Ernie Biggs. There were like 30 people there. And everyone keeps asking who on my Instagram I was dancing with.
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know.
there was like a 40-year anniversary. It was like a high school reunion from 40 years ago. And there were just a bunch of people there dancing, loving on Bobby.
I'm talking loving. And she had her hands in my pockets. She had to be 55 years old. So if you look at my Instagram, which is Mr. Bobby Bones, you'll see a video. It's a quick video. I mean, I might be pregnant, Amy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was that hardcore. But I tell you, it was fun. We had a good time. And it was just like 8 of us. We went out and hung out and talked and danced. And yeah, it was good. So, and there was no pressure. There was no girls. I'm single. I'm always like, I wonder if there's a girl here. There were no girls, so it made it easier. So, yeah, it was good.
Well,
was good.
I mean, you're not into the older women that were there celebrating their 40-year high school reunion?
They were all married, right, Bones?
Yeah. I mean, like to have kids at some point.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm just asking because you've been into, like, Martha Stewart and Oprah and stuff.
I admire how powerful those women are. No, just because I admire them doesn't mean I want to hook up with them.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over the weekend, it was 1,000 days without 1D, which means One Direction. They haven't done anything in 1,000 days, Aim. That's like 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, One Direction's a little young for me. But I have, because of that, put together the 3 best boy band songs of all time, according to me. Are you ready?
Ready.
At number 3, the Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Love that song. I would sing that song with my college roommate. We'd get Napster for you kids. Look it up. Wikipedia Napster. We'd download all the songs for free on Napster. We'd wake up and we'd sing this song every morning. Number 3. Number 2, NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye.
Baby, bye bye bye. Bye bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you.
When this record came out, I was like, what is happening? This is amazing. And listen, I love boy bands, so what are you gonna do? Number 1 boy band song of all time. Amy, any guesses here?
Oh, man.
You've known me for a long time. 15 years.
I know. I was going to... Did you do the hat dance one?
That's the one. That was at number 3.
That was number 3.
Come mm-hmm. on, Amy.
And Lunchbox, do you know it?
Yes.
What?
Go ahead.
It's O-Town. Wanted all or nothing at all. Come on.
Yeah. Oh. Or is it...
Well, you think?
Girls for the Summer. The Summer.
At number 1... O-Town, nothing at all.
Come on. There's nowhere left to fall when
there you have it, folks. The top 3 best boy band songs of all time, according to me.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show.
So my co-host Amy has 2 kids, an 11-year-old daughter, an 8-year-old son. She adopted them about 8 months ago from Haiti after 5 years of being in the adoption process. And together, as a show, we've got to see them grow physically, grow emotionally. They've been in school. Well, it finally happened. Her 8-year-old son kind of got into a fight at school, huh?
Yeah, his first fight. He got slapped.
Oh. He got slapped. Wait, what happened?
I mean, I don't know. He said this other boy slapped him, and I don't know what it was over specifically. He couldn't tell me exactly why it happened, but that he got slapped. And so, obviously, I needed to know how he handled the situation because, you know, that's really important, how you react to getting hit. So,
how did he react, though? Was he sad or was he mad?
Well, I mean, he walked in the door straight from school, and he's like, you know, right away, couldn't wait to tell me that, you know, a boy was mean to him and slapped him.
Why did the school not tell you?
Yeah, good question. Not sure about that. I don't know what the teacher knows because I was like, well, did you slap the kid back?
And oh, let's figure this out. Hold on. We know Amy's son Stevenson here. Okay, so give me the options of what he may have done.
Okay, he could have slapped the kid back.
Okay.
You know, eye for an eye.
Okay.
He could have raised his hand and told the teacher in front of the entire class.
Okay, well, and?
Or he could have told the boy, that's not nice, and walk away.
Okay, now, Amy's son is super sweet. He laughs all the time. I'm going to say that the option of the teacher is not the right option, because if that were the case, I think the teacher would have told you. And Amy's kids are in a school where there are no other English-speaking kids, right?
Yeah, he's in a program where everyone's from, yeah, various countries around the world.
So I'm going to say the teacher wasn't told. I'm going to say he was probably stunned by it and he didn't hit back. I'm going to say he's going to say that wasn't nice. Lunchbox, your guess.
I'm going to say he hit the kid back for sure. Ooh. Because Amy's husband teaches his kid to be tough and says, hey, man, if someone messes with you, you got to mess with them back and they'll leave you alone. So I say he hit the kid back for sure.
Amy, what's the answer?
He told the boy, that's not nice, and he walked away.
But you know what? That's the thing to do. Unless you're being physically threatened, walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's more violence coming on to you, or you're at risk of being more injured, just walk away. He has the right instinct. He's a lover, not a fighter.
That's
Would you agree with that, Amy?
Oh, he is such a lover.
And he's also tiny.
Yeah. He's like
and
eight,
I was
but
tiny.
Looks five.
Yeah. Kids were so much bigger than me. They used to beat the crap out of me. I didn't fight back. I ran.
Hey, when did you have a growth spurt?
Like a week ago? Maybe. Yeah. So what'd you tell him as a mom? What was the conversation you had?
I just said you did the right thing. I said if anybody ever does something to you like that, yeah, you need to just say, you know, remind them that that's not nice. You don't have to be mean back. Walking away is the best choice. I said, but if you do feel like you need to tell somebody like the teacher or another adult, then go ahead and do that. But don't ever hit back because you don't want to start a fight. And I could tell my husband agreed with my wisdom. But there's something about a guy, I mean, Lunchbox is right, where it's like my husband definitely wanted to be like, dang, did you hit him back? That's my boy. But he knows the responsible thing to do is walk away.
Yeah. Well, you can send him to me. If your husband's tough with him, I'll teach him the Bobby way.
Run.
Run.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll give you two people. You just tell me who has more Instagram followers. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Easy as apple pie. Easy as anything else. Amy, are you ready? Lunchbox, are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Ooh, first one's tough. Who has more Instagram followers? Kelsey Ballerini or Dierks Bentley?
Oh, that's an easy one.
I'll tell you this. Kelsey Ballerini has 1.3 million.
Ooh. No need to tell me that.
Okay.
I'm in for the win.
Who has more, Dierks or Kelsey? Amy?
Kelsey.
Lunchbox?
Kelsey.
The answer is
Dierks.
Whoa!
1.6 million. Yeah.
Lord knows how lucky I am. I'll never say near enough.
Who has more Instagram followers? Amy from the radio show, at Radio Amy, or Brett Eldridge's dog, Edgar.
Oh.
It's tough.
Okay.
So, Amy, my wonderful co-host, or Brett Eldridge's awesome dog, Edgar.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy?
Okay, I'm assuming it's going to be Edgar the dog.
Lunchbox?
I got beat by a cartoon character, so it has to be Edgar the dog.
Well, Amy has 441,000.
Yeah.
Edgar the dog has 208,000. Amy is the winner. Hey!
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Come on!
What's up?
Ugh.
Amy beat Edgar the dog.
Yes. Edgar needs to step up his social media game.
Okay, next up. Who has more Instagram followers?
Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line. Ooh. Yeah. Or Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, that's a good one, Bones.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Tyler or BK from Florida Georgia Line? Amy.
Tyler.
Lunchbox?
Have it your way, BK.
The answer is Tyler.
What?
603,000. All right, I got a good one here. Who has more Instagram followers? Lunchbox, which you may know from this radio show.
Yeah, yeah. Radio Lunchbox, hit me.
Or an account called Pictures of Kanye West Doing Things that just features pictures of Kanye walking down the street, maybe tying a shoe, sometimes just blinking.
Okay.
Who has more? Lunchbox, who, by the way, has 231,000, or an account called Pictures of Kanye West Doing Things.
I am in for the win.
Amy, you in?
Yep.
Amy, what's your answer?
Pictures of Kanye doing things.
All right. That's kind of an insult, but okay.
Yeah. Amy, come on. I picked you over the dog.
And Lunchbox, what do you have?
I have Radio Lunchbox.
The answer is pictures of Kanye West doing things. Not even Kanye's account.
Oh. This is just random. This isn't even the real Kanye.
I know. So you got to be about Winnie the Pooh last time and pictures of Kanye doing this.
How many does the pictures of Kanye have?
1.1 million.
Stop. So... who runs it? Is that like his PR team?
No
or is
idea.
It just a random fan?
Random person, probably Mike, if you had to guess. Mike D? Just random person? Yeah. Last one. Who has more Instagram followers? Me, Bobby Bones, or Bob Saget, a.k.a. Danny Tanner from Full House, the dad. Bobby Bones or Bob Saget? By the way, for the record, I have 717,000 followers right now.
Man, that's a tough one.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or Bob Saget?
I'm in for the win. Okay.
Amy?
Bobby.
That's me. Okay. Lunchbox?
Bob Saget.
The answer is Bob Saget.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry. No offense.
955,000. That's all right. Okay. Who won? Is there a winner?
Yeah, Amy won.
She did win?
Yeah.
Hey, didn't we all win?
Yeah,
we got to be in each other's presence. So we all won, and so did Amy. There we go.
There she
goes. Nice victory there, Amy.
Thank you.
Now, because of that victory, you get to promote your own Instagram account. Go ahead, share your Instagram name and why people should follow you. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Follow at Radio Amy, and you could get a chance to see Bobby in my stories.
That's true. I might be in her stories sometime. That's right. Also, you can see all pictures of Amy's kids, which is why I love to follow that account. At Radio Amy. Congratulations on your win, Amy.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's a top five list of things that makes your bartender or your server at a restaurant just not like you.
Okay. I can't wait to hear this.
Number five, flash a tip to get their attention.
Oh, I do that.
You do?
Oh, when you're at the bar and you want their attention, like you show them cash, like, hey, I'm ready to pay you right now. Come on. Because they go back and forth and people give them credit cards. You show them cash, like, and you got to make that noise. You got like crinkle it on your fingers.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen him do
this. He's pulling out his wallet. Let's hear what the sound.
Oh, I don't have any cash.
Here.
Oh, no.
You really hold money out?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, you're good at that.
Yeah, you got to get their attention. You got to...
He snaps on top of the bill.
Yeah, and then it makes a noise, so it gets their attention. You're like, oh, I hear cash. That's coming my way if I help him out.
Well, that's the number five thing that bartenders or servers hate.
Oh.
Number four, asking the bartender to, hey, make it strong, because you're still going to get the same amount of alcohol.
Who doesn't ask them to make it strong? I don't say make it strong. I say, you take care of me, I'll take care of you.
That's really what you say?
Yeah. Because that means, like, you know, you put some extra drink in there, I'll give you an extra big tip.
Then you snap that cash out
of
it?
Yep. So I'm two for two.
You are. Now, you don't do the next one, but I do. And I didn't realize it was so annoying. Asking for a virgin alcoholic drink. Oh. It's very hard to get measurements perfect without the alcohol.
Ooh.
I don't drink, so I'm always like, hey. And recently, you know, the last couple weeks, Morgan number two and I went to dinner. And I was like, hey, can I get, like, a virgin? And she had the hardest time of creating a drink. I was like, it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe something that like fruity. And once she made me like cucumber on a stick and dipped in water.
Yeah, it was cucumber and mint and water.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
But yeah, I didn't realize that was such a hated thing. So that's number three. Number two, things are bartenders and servers hate.
asking for free drinks. Even if you're like, hey, you got any 2-for-1 deals? Like, they don't like that. Don't ask for it.
I mean, everybody asks for free stuff.
And number one, and I hope you don't do this, Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah.
Whistle or yell to get your bartender or waiter's attention.
Yes!
You do?
Absolutely! Hey! Over here!
What about at a restaurant if you're at dinner sitting?
Yeah.
We yell like, hey, waitress.
Yeah, or they, because they usually tell their name as, hey, I'm Joe and I'll be your server tonight. You know, just let me know if I can get you. If he's, Joe, can I get another beer? Joe, can I get a refill on the chips? Yeah.
Amy, do you do any of that?
No.
Come on. Why do they tell you their name? Because they want you to yell at them whenever they're walking.
Or maybe they want you to feel like you know each other a little better. If you know Joe, you may feel like you have some sort of, you know, investment in his life just by saying a name.
Yeah.
You tip him a little more.
That may be it. Maybe it's not to yell his name, but I thought they always want me to yell their name.
Well, you went 4 for 5?
4 for 5, not bad.
I went 1 for 5. Amy went you went none for five?
None for five. Which one of those two did you think I did?
I don't know. Make it strong.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So yesterday on Sunday was National Grandparents Day, and I saw this super cute story about grandparents talking about how they like to spend time with their grandkids because it helps them stay young. And these are the things that their grandkids teach them, like how to use emojis, how to keep up on social media, what a hashtag is, and how to connect to their Wi-Fi. And then like pop culture things, like what YOLO means and how to do the floss dance. I don't know. Maybe I find this so cute because I don't have any grandparents, and I kind of wish I did, to like sit around and teach my grandma how to floss. And then a lot of grandparents say they rely on their grandkids for juicy family gossip.
I feel like all the things that you just read are things that I've had to teach Eddie, our video producer.
Oh,
yeah. Dang.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
yeah.
Grandpa.
What else, Sam?
Okay, well, according to some data collected, a lot of young people are having plastic surgery, and they're getting nipped and tucked all because of the pressures of social media and taking selfies.
Are selfies still really that big of a thing?
It says here that the average millennial will take over 25,000 selfies in his or her lifetime.
Oh, jeez.
I have the data.
I used to take a lot of selfies, and not because it was a vanity thing, but because I had nobody ever with me. And so I was just taking selfies because I wanted to get a picture of me somewhere. And I'd be like, hey, okay, I'll just do it myself. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just seems like money. Who has money to spend on plastic surgery because of Instagram?
I know.
It's a lot of money. All right, what else you have, Ben?
Seems a little much. Well, I have the most regrettable types of tattoos. You want to take a guess?
Mm. Well, mine is, I have a B on one butt cheek and a B on the other, so it's spelled Bob. And
where's the O?
Oh.
Okay, Grandpa.
I got him.
Go ahead. And, what are
okay,
they really?
Okay, for anyone that's new to the show, Bobby's joking right now.
Oh, I am? How do you know? You haven't seen my butt cheeks in a long time. Yeah, I mean, ever. Yeah.
Yeah, when have I seen your butt cheeks?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably never.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So here are the things that people have regretted getting tattooed on their body. For one, someone's name. It's always a little risky. A tribal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Or a star constellation.
You know, let me say this. I don't mind the star constellation. That's a real thing. The people with these tribal patterns, they have no idea what they're putting on their body. They have no idea. They're like, well, that looks cool.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing on the list was like something written in, you know, Chinese. People like to get Chinese letters, and then it ends up not really meaning what they thought.
Well, let me say this about tattoos and tattoos that aren't cool looking. As long as it's cool to you, who cares? Really?
Yeah.
You want to get a tribal band and you want to wrap it all around your arm? Whatever. As much of a goober as we think that looks like, I think it looks gooberish. But who cares what we think?
Yeah, who
cares? If you feel good about it and you do it, do it.
Nicholas Shea did it.
That's true, he did.
Shout out.
But he has like the wrap around his bicep. Like Michael Ray has his whole arm done.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what tribe that is. But,
so is he like in the tribe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. All right, is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Gonna wrap it up. What do you want, Lunchbox?
I want to know if you got any digits last night. Phone numbers, you know, with the ladies. There was a lot of ladies on stage. You were there. Did you type them into your phone?
What he's referring to is I judged Miss America last night. And, well, if I'm being honest with you, no, I got no number. No, no, that's not a thing.
No, it is a thing.
You can't be a judge and also be fraternizing with the women in the competition.
But what about later?
Oh, Amy's in on the butts here now, too?
No, I mean, I'm saying because later, you're not, it's not fraternization because you don't technically, like, work there.
Yeah, but I left right after the show and flew back.
Right.
There's nothing. I got no numbers. No, nothing. Nothing. I got nothing going on. I've been working on something. Something else. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. But no, I got no numbers. I'm sorry you're disappointed in me, Lunchbox.
Yep, biggest opportunity of your life, just out the window.
All right, I'm done. Amy, anything you want to say?
You know, just hope everyone has a great day.
There she has. Lunchbox?
Yeah, I think you messed up, and everybody's going to tell you online how disappointed they are, and we're going to see. I'm just disappointed in you.
That's a wrap of the show today. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks to Ethan Hawke. Thanks. That was a good one today. Appreciate everybody being here. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.